The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So this week, we are participating in an international Buddhist event called Earth Care Week. The Buddhist groups are all, a lot of them are teachers, are giving some attention to how we care for the earth. And so I'll say more about it later, but for now, in just a couple of minutes, I want to say that there was an experience I had in college which represents very well for me a certain movement or certain opening that happens through Buddhist practice. It didn't happen through Buddhism then, but it kind of represented it very well, nicely. And that is, I was taking a class in botany, Introduction to Botany, and we were learning about the oxygen, carbon dioxide cycles. And remember, there's all these wonderful big circular diagrams on the chalkboard. We were all learning. And then I left the classroom at the UC Davis, where I went to school there, and we walked out into this courtyard directly out from the classroom. Beautiful big oak trees that are there on the campus. And I came out and I stood there in the middle of this courtyard just looking at these oak trees, and I was kind of, stunned is the right word. I was kind of made silent. And I had these, I was reflecting on these, oxygen carbon cycles that I just studied. And I had this question: where do I begin? Where do I end? And where do the trees begin? Where do the trees end? And I begin, because I realized I had the thought that I could easily do without a kidney and without an arm, and there's lots of little parts that I think are important to who I am that I could do without. But I can't do without those plants that are making oxygen for me. And if they're more important than parts of me, then, who am I really? Where do I end? Where do I stop? And as I stood there, the sense of separation between myself and the trees kind of softened or fell away. And I felt this beautiful kind of intimacy or connectedness or non-separation from the natural world in that process. So Buddhist practice as well has a way, when you do it, as you go along with it, that it begins to relax and to soften the ideas, the concepts we have that we live in much of the time, that create a very sharp separation between us and the world, us and other people. And as we begin to relax, part of the value of relaxing, we relax not only our body, but we relax the thought constructs that we live our life by, that we find ourselves having a different relationship with the world around us. And I think it's often, many people point to that it's a relationship where there isn't this hard separation, where I'm here and a separate individual with needs and demands and desires. But there's a softening of those that divide, and so that we don't see ourselves as someone who's separate, but the world itself becomes an extension of us. We become an extension of the world. There's an intimacy or a connectedness. And to feel that and sense that, I think, is a very helpful foundation for considering how we care for the world, how we care for the environment, how we care for other people. I think we end up with a very different conclusion than if we live in a hard, tight, fast, bounded idea of me here and all those people and all this world and things out there. So as you sit today and walk today, you might consider the role not only of relaxing your body as you sit and as you walk, staying relaxed, but is it possible for you in some ways to relax your thought constructs, relax the ideas that you live by, and see in that softening of my ideas of me and others whether there can be a sense of connectedness, non-separation from the world, from a relaxed place. No, thank you.